Constructive dialogue is needed to avoid the escalation of violence in Ukraine, according to the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay. Clashes between protesters and the police have continued for a second night in the capital, Kiev. The demonstrators are opposed to the government's rejection of a planned treaty with the European Union. The Human Rights Commissioner has called the violent clashes worrying and is urging the government to suspend new legislation which restricts individual freedoms. Patrick Maigwa has been speaking to Ravina Shamdasani, a spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva.
The High Commissioner is very concerned about the violent clashes that have taken place over the past few days in central Kiev. Reportedly, a lot of people have been injured, and of course, this is very worrying. She's calling on opposition leaders to clearly distance themselves from the supporters who are resorting to violence. And while she fully recognizes the state's legitimate duty to protect against violence, it is important that law enforcement officials, while they are trying to contain the protests, carry out their duties in line with relevant international human rights norms.
Is it clear why these demonstrations have gone on for so long? What's their purpose?
What the High Commissioner is calling for is for all parties to engage in constructive dialogue to avoid further escalation of the unrest. The longer that they wait, and there have been attempts at dialogue, and we understand that authorities have renewed their interest in initiating dialogue with the opposition. We'd encourage that this dialogue take place as soon as possible, because the longer they wait, the more difficult it will be to resolve this impasse.
The government has passed new laws which restrict how the demonstrations are to be held. Are they in violation of any human rights standards?
Yes, there's been a sweeping new legislation that was passed on Thursday, and from what we have seen, there appear to be quite a lot of provisions that are not in line with international human rights standards. For example, NGOs that receive international funding will now have to register as foreign agents, lose their not-for-profit status, and to regularly publish accounts of their activities. We're worried that provisions like this will roll back enjoyment of human rights, particularly the freedom of association, the freedom of expression, and that it'll in the end up stifling debate and increase dissent in society.
What about for ordinary demonstrators? Are these laws infringing on their freedom of assembly?
We understand that there are provisions in the law requiring prior authorization for people who want to organize rallies, set up tents, use megaphones. It's placing conditions on the exercise of these rights, which may not be in line with international human rights law.
Now, the demonstrations have been going on for quite a long time. Has the High Commissioner tried to initiate contact with the authorities in Ukraine to express her concerns?
Yes, absolutely. We have a representative in Ukraine as well, and our office here in Geneva has been in close contact with the permanent mission here as well.
This weekend, there was a lot of violence. What is the High Commissioner's plea to the demonstrators?
Well, we stress that the right to peaceful assembly is a fundamental human right, but there have been instances in the past few days, particularly, where the clashes have been getting increasingly violent. So the High Commissioner is calling on opposition leaders to distance themselves from those who are in the minority, those supporters who are resorting to violence.